So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Welcome, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about house prices, shall we? Obviously, in the late 90s, early noughties, the house prices were just like a national obsession. People were desperate to find out and talk about house prices and now about how much the house price was worth. And then we had Property Doctor. Do you remember that? And then the Sarah Beeny programs came out. And then we had Phil Spencer, you know, the property expert who's amazing at getting discounts, who negotiates a 0.5% discount on that £450,000 property. That makes national TV, apparently. But you remember those days. And are we back at those days? Mid-pandemic? Who on earth knows? We are living in a different world, as you know, right now. And the biggest thing that I see, or the biggest reason why house prices have shot up so much, of course, is because the government, in all its wisdom, because our Boris is obviously the most cleverest person alive, is that he put a stamp duty holiday on there. So a number of things have happened. So first of all, stamp duty holiday, that means that the initial down payment on a house is less. Okay. If you're an investor, you still have extra to pay. But if you're a normal homeowner, then the initial down payment is less. Of course, you need your deposit and you need solicitor's fees, but then you don't need the stamp duty. But I have to laugh because I was just reading The Guardian, and I only read The Guardian because it's just a stupid newspaper. If you're a Guardian reader, I apologize, but Guardian readers generally are stupid. You want to see how stupid people are, go and look at the comment section. But there was it wasn't even a comment. This is something that the journalist actually wrote. Let me read it to you. Just to give you an example of how stupid people are, right? So this is what was said. I don't think the stamp duty extension helped us, Alex said. It probably got people in to look at our house, but it hasn't done anything for us. People have just added it to the price. So, yeah, it has helped people because now they don't have to pay the upfront amount. And although they've added it to the price, your mortgage is paying that down. All right, your monthly cost has probably increased a little bit, but your money that you need as a down payment to get into the property, of course it's helped you, Muppet. This is an actual comment on The Guardian. This just shows people's levels of intelligence around house buying and anything to do with investments of any kind. So it drives me mad, can you tell? But obviously, the stamp duty has had an effect on that. Now, there's a second thing that I want to talk about that's had an effect, of course. And this is a situation in Hong Kong. So we've had a lot of people from Hong Kong buying up UK properties. They're coming through, you know, the phone calls are coming through in their droves. There are people looking to get money out of Hong Kong right now. And one of the ways to do that, obviously, what's the biggest assets that you can buy? It's property. It's not Bitcoin, it's property, right? So that's what they're looking to do. And so a lot of money has come in from overseas and they are buying and investing in property. Now, they actually do have some stamp duty to pay because if you're an overseas investor or if it's a second property, you've got additional stamp duty fees. But it's still cheaper because the initial stamp duty, because we're on a holiday, that's being wiped out. Now, obviously, that I think, does that end in June, if memory serves? Now, what's going to happen in June? Are house prices going to drop? I don't actually think so. I think they'll probably stay where they are. They might not shoot up any much further, but I don't think they'll drop because we're coming out of a pandemic. People have been holding off definitely on rentals. People have been holding off moving into the city centre, and we've seen rentals in the Leeds city centre drop, that's for sure. But I just thought that was quite interesting. Something I wanted to share was Alex there saying stamp duty hasn't helped. Of course it's helped, you muppet. Well, people have got a discount of 5% or 3%. Oh, that's not helped. Yeah, of course it's not, mate. Not on a £500,000 house, 5%. Of course it's helped. What a ridiculous, you know, what do people come out with some stuff, honestly? So the question here, though, is can you still do below market value when house prices are shooting up? And as soon as a house comes on the market, often it gets sold very, very quickly and often for over asking price. And so when you're looking to buy below market value, I'm a BMV investor and I have been for the last 22 years. I've only ever bought one house or one apartment it was that was at market value. And I've never bought anything else at market value. It's all been below market value. All my properties have been below market value for the last 22 years. I buy at wholesale, not retail. If you're going through an estate agent, you're buying at retail. If you're going directly to the vendor, which I do or have done, then you're buying wholesale. And then you can put it back on the market and sell it at retail. That's where the margin is. So can you buy a property below market value? And if so, how? Well, that's what I'm going to tell you how to do in this session today. So yes is the answer. You can still buy a property below market value. How is the next question? And it's not usually going to be on Rightmove. It's not going to be through an estate agent. You've got to go out and find people who right now have a problem. They need to sell right now. And whilst I've just said property prices, properties are going on the market and selling very quickly, oftentimes for these types of people, that's not good enough. Because remember, one in three sales fall through. We had a property fall through because the feng shui wasn't right in the property and the buyer decided to pull out. Now, do you think that happens more so going through estate agents? Absolutely. One in three sales, in fact, actually fall through from an estate agent. And I don't actually know what the statistic is, people having these private sales, but it's a private sale. That's really why you're doing this. You're looking for a private sale from somebody who's about to be made bankrupt tomorrow. They've got a bankruptcy hearing on Zoom that's going to happen tomorrow. They're the type of properties that you should be buying right now. So even when a market's going up and properties are shooting out the door at super fast speeds, this is what you need to be looking for buying below market value properties. You can still buy these types of properties. You just need to know exactly how to do that. So the key for you then is dropping leaflets, is going to places or meeting people or hanging out in places where people need to sell their properties fast. So we're talking forums about debt. We're talking Facebook groups where people are trying to get out of debt, Facebook groups where people have lost their jobs, Facebook groups about where people have gone on furlough, all that kind of thing. That's where you need to hang out and offer advice and help and so on. And when someone says, oh, I might have to sell, because you've already offered advice in that group, you're now shown to or seen as a person of expertise. That's why you do it. You don't go in there selling. You go in there as an expert and helping people. And then when the time is right and they have no other choice than to sell their house, and you say, well, actually, we can buy that house for you. Where are you located? We've got people up and down the country and so on. That's definitely something that you can do. So what else did I have down here? House prices go up as well as down, and buy the dip. I know buying the dip is very popular right now for Dogecoin and Bitcoin and Litecoin and Ethereum and everything else, you know, all the cryptocurrency. And it's the same when you're buying shares. You know, when Tesla dropped, I bought the dip. When Tesla went up, I actually sold some of my Tesla shares, and then they went down to what they were. And I actually, you know, I made like 25-30% on my Tesla shares, and it was tax-free, by the way, because I bought them through through an ISA. Very clever stuff, I think so anyway. but, you know, even properties go down in value, and it just so happens that right now properties are not going down in value. If you'd have known that we were going into a stamp duty freeze and you went out and bought as many properties as you could, properties have gone up 20 or 30% potentially. I mean, some of the properties I've seen were going at 70 grand in Hare Hills, for example. Then now back on the market at 95. 95. Someone there has made 25%, at least 25% on those property prices going up simply because we're in a stamp duty freeze. Now, no one's got a crystal ball, but you can see this stuff coming. The key is really to have confidence. So the next stamp duty freeze, if it ever happens again, maybe it will, maybe there'll be an asteroid coming and there'll be a stamp duty freeze, or July this year when aliens land. People think I'm weird to say that, and you might have a point. But if they do, then I'm right. And if not, that's fine. But, you know, if that happens, might there be a stamp duty freeze? I don't know. Or maybe the next catastrophe, whatever that's going to be. So there are opportunities everywhere. The key for you is to be prepared for the opportunities. And it's not about just being prepared, which means actually having cash available to do something with it. It's about spotting the opportunities before they actually turn up, about seeing what goes on. And the way in which you do that is you look at history and what's happened in the past to see which way the cookie's going to crumble, if that's a word, to see which way the cookie's going to crumble, and that will determine what's going to happen. And then you've got to have a bit of faith in moving forward with what your strategy is going to be. But can you buy below market value right now? Absolutely. You can buy in a down market. You can find these people in an up market. You've just got to find the right type of people at the right time. And honestly, we're back to leaflet dropping. You know, if someone's been made bankrupt next week, or their credit card bills are hitting them and they've got no money left to pay, but, you know, the house is worth 150 and they've got 75 grand and they need the money tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but, well, you can still do that. You can exchange contracts with a 10 grand down. You can do whatever you want and still complete in three months' time. There's all sorts of ways around it. And so you should be there to go and help those people. All right. I hope that's useful for you. We're live again at all sorts of weird times this week because my calendar is all over the blooming place, quite frankly. But I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.